from Instagram and EmElliott76. How have your small town roots influenced the type of coach you are today?
Where I grew up, it's important. It's a blue collar town. So you never want to forget where you came from. And, you know, being from a blue collar town, getting an honest day's work out of me is probably something that's important to me. And I think the players appreciate that as well.
From Instagram and Wanton7, when Jerry Reese asks you what type of player you want on your team, what do you tell him?
It goes back to the identity that we're looking for, and we try to convey that to the players we have in the meeting rooms right now. But then at the same point in time, look for those guys moving forward that sound smart and tough, committed to discipline and poise. And if we can take care of those five things, it'll help us moving forward.
From Twitter, at WMCNA, how involved do you plan to be with Steve Spagnuolo in planning the defense?
I'll be able to help him, give him a little different spin on things from an offensive perspective, and help him out that way, and maybe help him rattle the quarterback a little bit, which I know goes a long way in playing good defense. But, you know, I think the most important thing is leadership through service. So anything I can do to help Steve and help the defense, I'm willing to do.
From Facebook and Charles Vacchiano, Tom Coughlin used to like to time the 10-second split on the 40-yard dash. Is there anything special that you like to watch for at the combine?
Yeah, there's a certain place I like to watch the big guys, a certain place I like to watch the perimeter players. And when they run a 40, I like to see them from a little different angle to take a look at their body angles. But I'm going to keep that under wraps. If you're going to look for me, you're going to have to work for it.